Prophesy, Dream Dreams, See Visions. Kilmartin Series, Number 7. Last summer, 2020, a fire erupted in a local farm, destroying much, but thankfully it was contained before too much damage was done. What was lost, however, was the part of the building that was the meeting room for the Renewal Fellowship when they moved to Kilmartin from Prestwick in Ayrshire, having heard a word from God. Many were the signs and wonders that led them, and soon others also, to leave what they knew and seek the promised land, for indeed that was the spiritual pattern that they were following. Was the destruction of this particular place mere coincidence, or a sign of a different kind? And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32, New King James Version. Those were the days back in the 1970s when there seemed to be an outpouring of prophecy, when dreamt dreams were fulfilled and visions flowed from many lips. We have a volume of prophetic words written down around the time of the millennium, which are filled with encouragement, hope, and the way ahead. Yet, where are we now? We seem to have slipped into a time of darkness once more, and it's plainly visible to see on every side. It would be easy to let it happen and accept what seems inevitable. Is that us? If it is, it is to our shame. That is emphatically not our calling. His fire still falls from heaven. When darkness arises, the people of God are required, indeed can do nothing else but shine the Lord's light, declaring his everlasting presence with blood and fire, as the Salvation Army motto declares. Do we mean standing on street corners and shouting out the word? No. For we are told, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils and scourge you in their synagogues. You'll be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak, for it will be given to you in that hour what you should speak. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father who speaks in you." Matthew chapter 10, verses 16 to 20, New King James Version. To be witnesses and watchmen, praying relentlessly despite the persecution. And that is where we are in this hour, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. There are still visions being spoken. A few years ago, Jean Darnall spoke words of revival about Scotland. Jean died in 2019, but there is a video on the website in which she speaks of her prophetic vision. Jean's vision does not stand alone and unsung. A number of people have had similar visions that revival will begin in the land of the Gael. Jill had a vision only 2 or 3 years ago, seeing little clusters of sheep on her way from Kilmartin northwards. The Lord showed her that these small fires, the clusters, would be the way forward for his church through the times of darkness until the new dawn arises. These visions are not idle fancies, but genuine outpourings of the Holy Spirit in these days. He has not forgotten us. We are not passed over. He is with us. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who also has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, New King James Version. This is his song indeed. We are not without hope, and he will prevail. A Holy Walk, Oswald Chambers on Faith. The faith of many really spiritual Christians is eclipsed today, and the reason it is eclipsed is that they tried to remain true and consistent to the narrow confines of their experience, instead of getting out into the light of God. From The Place of Help.